Hey, 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 Joe here. So let's dive into the power of the pause, making space for the rich femme within. This is a really interesting subject because if you have grown up in environments where it's all about fast, 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 this can really go against your innate programming. However, if you are listening to your soul, if you're able to strip away, if you've been practicing meditation, you will know the power of that moment and subtlety of slowing down. Now, even if you haven't been doing meditation, you know that when you go on holiday and you give yourself permission to slow down, what happens is the world expands. And you start to be able to breathe, nourish yourself, and you slow down. Now, I'm currently recording this in France. And one of the things that I've really been aware of is how the French allow for space and pause in their day. Unlike the UK, unlike in the States, it's definitely like, you know, they truly do believe in making time, 2 hours at lunchtime. They start later. They move with the flow. They put to the forefront, just like Italians, they put to the forefront pleasure. Now, it doesn't matter whatever your human design is, whatever your makeup is, that you run on energy. Now, as a projector, I need a lot of space. And I become energized by the right environments. Now, you might be a generator, someone who generates their own energy, whether you're a manifesting generator or a generator. You generate your own energy. So you might need to do more, but a practice that needs to happen to allow your own rich femme in to become more of her, to allow her to come to the forefront, is you do have to get comfortable with the pause. But pausing isn't waiting. And that's the big shift in this. I'm not asking you to wait. I'm not asking you to sit in a stagnant place of waiting. Waiting is a dead energy. But learning how to pause, to surrender, to slow down, to allow the energy around you to catch up, to be in the pleasure of the slowness, to enjoy bare feet on the grass, enjoying the bird song, enjoying the sunshine, just as you would on a holiday, to allow that allows the truth of you to come to the forefront, because she's quieter, she's slower, she moves with an elegance that means she moves at her own pace. It doesn't mean that she moves slowly, because she might move slower, but it's because she's running on a different frequency. And it always makes me think of when I'm driving. When you drive on a clear and empty road and you're driving fast, it doesn't feel fast. But when you drive on a motorway with other people, you will notice that you will feel like you're moving, like not fast enough. When there's other people around, you might feel like you get stuck. Even if you looked at your speedometer and it's showing you you're driving at 70 or 80 miles per hour, kilometers or whatever, and you'll go, gosh, you know, I'm just not getting it. It's because of the hustle of those around you. But on a clear and empty road, and I talk about a lot of this inside of the time call, which is inside Rich Femme Evolution, we really look at how you shift your own time relationship. So life becomes spacious and expansive. And it looks like you're moving slower, but actually you're moving faster. And I think that's the art that the French do, is that they get so much done, but they seem to do things with a lot more space. They're living it and breathing it. I've had to learn it. I've had to give myself permission to do it. And I've learned it through surfing. I've learned it through fencing. I've learned it through riding horses. I've learned it through snowboarding. Giving myself permission to do what I knew in my heart, my soul, what feels right and good for me, as the way that I am designed. Slow down and pause. Now that pause, that slowing down, that expansion, that sacred allowing yourself to move on your own divine timing, and recognizing you don't have to race with anybody else, and just being at your own pace, your own flow, is a practice. And it can start by being present to making your cup of coffee and enjoying the way that you move in the morning, to taking time out and walking barefoot in the evening, depending on how many people you have in your life. But when you take charge of it, you can slow it down for everybody around you. You can create a spaciousness with your energy. And so it you might seem like there's just more time. That's what happens really, is that there's just more time because time is relative. But when we don't rush ahead, and there's two parts of this, when we don't rush ahead, when we allow it to come to the forefront, yeah, when we feel a desire, as an example, my friend's a manifesting generator, and she speaks of this really well. How she says, I know what I want to be doing, and I don't really know the time yet, but I know that there's always this wave that comes to the forefront, like, right, I'm ready, this is happening, and I'm doing it. And I think that's a really good description. And it is just like waves. When I was surfing, when you're surfing, you wait for the wave to come. You don't try to make a wave happen. You don't try and, you will sometimes see guys trying to pump a small wave. But generally, when you're working with waves, you have to, A, wait until there are waves. And secondly, you wait until before you even paddle for the wave, you start to feel and see and notice and use your intuition. You feel the wave coming, it's building, and it comes in cycles. You'll get 5 to 7 waves, and these cycles, as they build and get bigger and bigger. And your job is to feel it and then paddle and meet the wave as it rises. So you start to move, taking action before the wave comes. And then as the wave, rises, you meet it and then you paddle and work with it, and then you ride the wave. And that is exactly what we're talking about. Learning to ride your own internal waves, your own internal flow, and moving that into your business, into your career, into your daily life is what expands time and enables you to have a richness that for your rich femme to blossom, for her to bloom. She has space. She cannot expand and become magnetic and create the life that you want and express herself if she doesn't have room, because you're so busy. Busy avoiding her, busy hustling, busy trying to make it happen, busy working when it's not meant to be working. I'm all for action. But I'm in for action when the wave of energy is there. And that is what, as a projector, what we're so fucking good at. That's what I help people do, ride the wave. Learn how to ride your own wave when it comes to your own energy waves, but not trying to work beyond it. Now, our society, our culture has been programming us for a long time to completely ignore our own internal instinct, knowing of when our wave cycles happen and when to rest and when to move. And your job, your experience, your expansion to have not only a wealthier life, a richer life, be more magnetic for more opportunities and money and expression and pleasure and play, everything that you desire comes from you bringing in the sacred pause, the slowing down, the listening, not by just doing a spiritual practice. My God, if I see one more person, it drives me insane when I see people who do like who go to a yoga course and then treat it like another job on the list, and then don't actually practice yoga in their life. Yoga is not there as just an exercise routine. It is something to teach you how to listen to your body and then use it in your daily life the whole time. Learning how to feel into, simple things like embodiment is feeling into when your body needs to stretch, when it needs to tighten to do exercise, like when it needs to work, when it needs to soften, when it needs to slow, when it needs to eat, when it needs to drink. All of that, breathing deeply, all of the tools that we have, and all the ways that I teach to get to know your body better are just tools. because your body knows what to do. It totally knows what to do. You've just forgotten how to trust it and listen to it. Now, I know that you've probably been doing some work to get better at it, but I want you to know that the area to practice to truly unlock your magnetism for wealth, fun, and I'd say with money, being around money, is that richer people, truly richer people, move slower. They move as though they have a knowing and an understanding and a flow, and that it's all good and it's right and everything's working out for me. Because that's the peace they feel. They're not hustling. They're moving from a place of everything's great. Everything's working out. Today's a really good day. They move like the French. I'm in a level play with the French end. And I am unlocking my inner French woman. You know, here we are, the rich femme. Yeah. My inner, I have French in my lineage and I'm practicing my French and I'm embodying more and more of that. And so, and for me, that shift is important because, you know, I feel like I was born in the wrong place and knowing where I need to be. And what I'm inviting you to do is to find your inner French elegance, your inner rich femme. Who knows too? She's in you. She's in you. But you have to create the pause and let go and shift the mental fears, the belief system that says, oh my God, I'm waiting, I'm stuck, it's not moving, it's not happening. But as we know with nature, in all the seasons, there are times when you can't see it, when it's happening, or it's just starting to bud like spring. You don't get angry and knotted and frustrated with winter. You get excited when you start to feel spring and you see the buds. It's exactly the same. Winter is designed for us. This is a great time for us to go within. When you're in your own season of winter, go within, listen, create space. When you start to feel spring coming, oh, feel the budding, get excited, look on the pleasure. But there's pleasure in all of it. And that's the real key to unlocking the sacredness of this pause, of this spaciousness, of the slowing down. Is look for the pleasure in the slowness, in the spaciousness, in the recognizing that when you're on a timeline that says, oh, there's so much more time, and so much more time. Even if you're driving fast, yeah, you're getting a lot done, you're doing a lot, you're being a lot, but you've learned how to do it from a space of flow. That's what we're essence talking about, flow. So notice if this activates you. Notice if there's limiting beliefs that come up. Notice if there's a fear that, oh, if I slow down, it won't happen. I had that for a long time. The fear that if I didn't do it, it wouldn't happen. If I slowed down, I was being wrong and bad. If I wouldn't have enough. The fear that there wouldn't have enough if I wasn't hustling. If I wasn't rushing. If I wasn't making it happen. If I wasn't taking care of everybody. I wouldn't have enough. Well, that's the caretaker, and that's the inner child who was taking care of her parents and who was afraid because they were living in limited and scarcity energy. But abundant energy is abundant, literally that. It's abundant. So I'm sending you much love, and check out on the next gift.